I would like to go to my scripture reading. My scripture reading is in Isaiah 43, starting at verse 1. But now, thus saith the Lord your Creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in your place. Thank you. Since you are precious in my sight, since you are honored and I love you, I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. And I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed holy Sabbath, the day that you sanctified and set apart as holy above all the others. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth that we continue to seek and continue to try to abide in. And Heavenly Father, bless these words and the thoughts that we express. Help them to help each of us as you would have. In the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask, and amen. My text is at verse 1 of Isaiah 43. So let's look at that again. Isaiah 1, 43. But now thus says the Lord, your Creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Isn't that wonderful to know that we are his and he is ours as we accept him and as we hold on to him, as we try to do those things that are pleasing in his sight, and as we try to live our life in righteousness, because that's what he requires. He requires righteous living. It is not just hearing, but it is obeying. It is also doing. This is what Yahweh requires of each one of us. My scripture today is entitled, Get Excited. And it might not be exactly hand in hand for a person that can't hardly talk, can't hardly speak, but yet that's my message to you. Get excited because you have so much to be excited about. Your God is an awesome God. Amen. He's loving and wonderful, and he is the one and only creator of all that you see and that you hear. He's the creator of the heavens. He's the creator of the earth. He's the creator of you. You wouldn't be here if he didn't know you. You wouldn't be here if he hadn't brought you into this world. You are here because he wanted you here. He had something for you to do. Perhaps something for you to say. Perhaps somewhere for you to go. But you're here at his calling, at his beckoning. You came into this world And you came into this world because he loved you, because he knew you, because he had something for you to do. Your God, through the ages, has worked wonders and miracles for all times and for all peoples, both the past, the present, and the glorious future that we look so forward to and should with great excitement. Perhaps you think of the ones that went before. Think of the ages of Noah, when mankind became so full of themselves, so full of evil, so full of crime. Their every thought was upon evil. And so, God decided something needed to be done. And he purged the earth of evil people. And only a few were judged to be worthy to continue and to carry on. He purged the world of evil and of Satan's works and influence at that time, leaving only a few humans alive to go into what was to become. He worked wonders then. He brought a catastrophic flood that covered the entire earth and destroyed virtually everybody in it because their hearts and their minds has turned away from him. They had. And so justice had to be dealt. Judgment had to be given. And judgment is coming today. Judgment is coming on this earth and on the peoples that judgment is to be given. And he is the great judge. All things has been put into Yahweh's Son's hands, Yeshua. All things, all power in heaven and earth is given to Yeshua. And judgment will be done. It will come that point in time, and it may not be far off at all, in which God says, enough is enough. I must show this people more clearly than they are understanding. And we know the Bible lets us know of things to come in the future. And we know that what God has said, God will do. His promises to Abraham to bless all the nations of the earth through him and his descendants. And he has. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. We serve the same God. The same God that revealed himself to them. And seemingly as we read his word, he revealed himself audibly, visibly. And you know he can come to us just that way. If there's a problem of any kind, of any type, the problem is with us, it's not with him. If there's a lack of faith, if there's a lack of miracles, if there's a lack of healing, if there's a lack of truth and understanding, the problem is not with him. The problem is with men and women. And we need to get our hearts and our minds in tune with him. And our actions need to be reflective of what he calls us to be. Your God knows you personally, specifically. you wouldn't be here if he didn't. He wanted you here. He wanted you to have a chance at decision making. He wanted you to be inquisitive of the truth of what he bids you to do or not do. He expects you to use all that you have within your grasp to realize what that truth is, what he calls you to, what he wants from you, where he wants you to go. And he wants you to open your spiritual ears and your spiritual heart and your spiritual mind to everything that he has for you and has called you to. He knows the very number of the hairs that are on your head. Tell me that he doesn't know you personally. He does know you personally. He cares. The Word of God says he cares for you because you're in his family, because you love him, because you're trying to find his truth and abide in it, and trying to be the best person that you can be according to his word. Trying to be the best service to him that you can be. And being in harmony with him, being in unity with him. You know, that was one of the greatest things that I ever read in all of God's Word, and there's many things that's at the top of my list that really does my heart good. But one of the greatest things is that at the very end, when virtually everything has been said and done, and all the judgments have been made, I would say probably everybody that's in is in, and everybody that's out is out. One of the last things that's done from a standpoint of his word and prophecies telling us is that the power and authority that Yahweh gave to his son Yeshua is going to be returned back to the Father. Yeshua is going to return back the power and authority to his Father Yahweh in that distant future. And you know what else it says? So that all, means all, Yeshua, Yahweh, you, and every other member of God's family, so that all may be all in all. Isn't that wonderful? To be all in all with Father and Son, with Creator and Savior. To be with them, to be able to see them, touch them. You know, a spirit can be touched. A spirit can eat. It did. And I'm saying, you're going to be with the Father and Son. You're going to be with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. The people of your congregation, your spiritual brothers and sisters, hopefully many of the ones that physically is your brothers and sisters, family, friends, loved ones, you'll be with, hopefully, forever and ever and ever. Yahweh has things planned and prepared for you beyond your ability to visualize, to understand, or to accept. It is not within our ability. As long as we dwell in these flesh and blood human bodies, we can't fully grasp the magnitude and the beauty of all that Yahweh has in store for us. Get excited. You have so much to be excited about this morning. And every breath that you breathe, to the last breath of your life, you should be joyful and you should be excited, knowing that you are in God's family. He knows you. He loves you. He cares for you. What more could you want? Far above principalities and powers, far above kings and governments, or anything else that you would put at a high point in this life. You have Almighty Creator Yahweh. And He does know you. And He does love you. Let's look at Philippians. Well, I'd like to first read Psalms 34, starting at 15. Psalms 34, starting at 15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Did the Lord hear our prayers this morning? When we anointed ones this morning, did the Lord see that? The Word says He hears and He delivers out of all our troubles. So wonderful. Now let's look at Philippians 3, 20 and 21. For our citizenship, where you're going to be for a long time. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly await for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory, by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to Himself. Where did He get that power? Almighty Yahweh bestowed it on Him and gave Him that power to bring all things to be, to bring all of the future events to happen. That power is Yeshua's. And He's exerting that power right now. And one day, that power will go back to the Father. The Word explains that clearly. So that all may be all in all with them. He is the same God of old. He has the same power. He thinks the same. His plans has not changed. He's not changed His mind about the good things, the ways in which to conduct your life and live, the do's and don'ts, the clean and unclean. He's not changed His mind on any of that. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And He is your God. And you need to be excited that He is. And that He knows you personally and that He loves you individually, specifically. I'd like to, in conclusion, go to Revelation 21. You know, I had a teacher at school once. And I believe she was an English teacher. And for whatever reason, she said to all of my classmates and me, she said, "You can't take the Bible literally. It's not literal. It's just symbolic, pictorial. You don't take it literal." And I thought to myself, and to say, you may not take it literally, but I'm going to take it literal. I had a mind made up, even at 16, 17, 18, 19. Wasn't going to be no intellectual, so-called intellectual, at least in specific areas, tell me how I should take the Word of God and whether or not it really means literally what it says or it doesn't. Now, I want you to know there, being educated, being a doctor, lawyer, whatever, beggarman, thief, go on and on and on. God's given you all the intelligence you need to make your own conclusions. And there's times when you need to let things go in one ear and out the other and not stop in the middle. And sometimes intellectuals say things thinking they have the upper hand and that you're going to believe anything and everything that they say because they're in a position of power or authority or intellectualism or whatever. But I'm saying to you, God works with you personally. And He gives you, as you abide in Him and let Him know where your heart and where your mind is, He gives you all the abilities that you need to make your own decisions and conclusions. So that was one person's advice in life that I did not accept and still do not. I choose to believe, and I believe that the Bible means exactly what it says, and I choose to, for the most part, take everything literally. That is my own belief, and that is my own choice. And I would hope that you would seek the Holy Spirit in the understandings that you come to and conclusions. Revelation 21:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show to His bondservants. Okay. Revelation 21:1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away. Is this earth that we are on right now and the heavens that we see and know right now, are they going to last forever? Are they going to be there for all ages and all time? The Word of God says no. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." And he said, who sits on the throne, and he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost." Won't it be wonderful to take a drink from that spring of living water? He who overcomes, it'll be that person that knows God and holds on to his hand to their last breath. That's who that overcomer is. "And I will be his God, and he will be my son. And then I would like to go to verse 22. And we're going to 27. "I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it in the daytime, for there will be no night there. Its gates will never be closed, and they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And nothing unclean, and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." That's where you want your name, in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's promised that it is there. You can rest assured it is there. As you hold on to those beliefs that you have come to through the years of your life, and you know they're true, and you're not giving up, you're not turning back, you're holding on to the Father's hands, to Yeshua's hand, for the rest of your days. Now let's go to chapter 22 in verse 1, and we're concluding with 1 through 7. "Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night, and they will not have the need of the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever." And he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophet, sent his angel to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecies of this book. Do you have something to get excited about if you're not already excited? You have something to hold on to, something to believe in, something to be assured of. And that is that you're in the family of God and you are going to see Him one day. And you're going to be with Him and all of your other loved ones that are judged worthy to be there. We serve a wonderful, loving God. If you would, stand with me. And let's read the blessing to each other from God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Bow with me in prayer.